You're listening to End Time World News, and I'm your host, Eric. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. If you like this podcast, folks, and again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. Today's news comes from naturalnews.com. That's naturalnews.com. And thank you for joining, folks. We're a podcast about God and the second coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And then, of course, end times and prophecy and how the world is doing right now with all the calamity, all the chaos, all the destruction going on in the world. It's just, the world is a mess, folks, and you'd have to be absolutely positively blind not to see this. I mean, you know, let's face it, you know, we're not in the same world we were 5 years ago, even 10 years ago. I mean, the world has drastically changed. We are in the end times, and it talks about that in the book of Revelation as well, folks. So today's news comes from naturalnews.com. That's naturalnews.com. Dated Monday, July 18th, 2022. And the article reads, this is a very interesting article, folks. As Boris Johnson resigned, of course, the Prime Minister of England or the UK, he has resigned. And thank God and good riddance. I never cared for Boris Johnson, but he's gone now. UK officials quietly released data showing that the COVID death rate is among the highest among the fully vaccinated. So we're going to get into this article and just break it down for you. As always, folks, the links will be down below. And of course, the way the food is going, the way it is here, at least in the United States, and I'm sure around the world, there's food shortages everywhere. They can't even keep the stores stocked in supplies. There's massive shelves that are empty in most of your big stores. Here in Michigan, Myers and Walmart, Costco there down in Florida and on the West Coast, and Publix down there as well. I mean, the big, big suppliers, the big boys, they can't even keep the shelves stocked, folks. So that's what's going on. So if you're interested in storageable food, there'll also be a link down there as well, mypatriotsupply.com. I know them. I trust them. They're good people. I've dealt with them for years and years. Give them a try. Click the link, and you could get up to 30, 40% off or more. The food has a shelf life of over 20 years. MyPatriotSupply.com. Check it out, folks. All right, back to the article. And again, Boris Johnson resigned. UK officials quietly released data showing COVID death rate is the highest among the fully vaccinated. Let's get into it, folks. Just hours before the former UK or United Kingdom Prime Minister Boris Johnson resigned from his post on July 7th, the British government quietly and strategically dropped a major bombshell confirming that the Wuhan coronavirus or COVID-19 vaccines are not, and I repeat, N-O-T, not saving lives. Since at least April of this year, the fully vaccinated population of England accounts for the vast majority of deaths that are being blamed on COVID. And this terms of deaths per 100,000, which is the data, which is how the data is presented. While the unvaccinated are mostly doing just fine. Yeah, I know the feeling here. I'm unvaccinated myself. Going about their lives and their normal health. That's the unvaccinated. Those who took the jabs in obedience to Johnson's regime dropping like flies. They're probably due to the vaccine-associated enhanced disease, or VAED, VAED, and the antibody-dependent enhancement, or ADE. As you may recall, the United Kingdom, or the UK Health Security Agency, or the the UKHSA announced back in March that it's starting on April Fool's Day, there would no longer be publishing vaccination status of COVID cases. Wonder why they would do that, folks. Well, I can tell you why they do that. They always do that to hide and or cover up the truth. That's just a fact of life. A lot of people don't know that. They're very naive. They're naive as to how the world works. They're very naive to the leaders. They believe everything that their leadership tells you, including here in the United States. That is not the case at all. The leadership is flawed. The leadership works for the global elites, the Satanists, and different people like that. They don't care. They're working for Satan, folks. They're not working for God Almighty through Jesus Christ. I'm not saying everybody. I'm saying the majority of them. Okay, let me continue. Now that we know why they did this, it's just because the hospital rates and the death rates were so high. It's from the official reporting linked to COVID injections to increased risk of infection. At the time, the UK HSA claimed that this was because the UK government had ended free universal COVID-19 testing and therefore affected their ability to monitor COVID-19 cases for vaccination status, reports, and this is through the Exposé News. And then, of course, however, this was a lie, the Fauci flu shots increase a person's risk of death from COVID, the data shows, as the UK HSA was fudging the numbers and charging the reporting standards, the official National Statistics, and that's the ONS, another British government agency, published a report of its own outlining deaths by vaccination status in England. The report showed that England's vaccinated population accounted for a whopping, here we go, folks, England's vaccination population accounted for a whopping 94% of deaths between April 1st, that's April Fool's, and May 31st. There you go. Once again, it becomes abundantly clear why the UK HSA changed this reporting requirements, stating that on April 1st, charged this reporting requirements stating on April 1st, because the data shows without the shadow of a doubt that the COVID injections are killing people, not protecting them. So, folks, that's a mouthful to take in right there. I know that. That's a real mouthful, but that is just a fact of life. I've known this for now 3 years due to faith in God and research and hard research. I'm so glad I didn't take the shot, and I know there might be a few of you out there listening to the podcast that didn't take the shot. Bravo. If you did take the shot, we will be praying for you around the clock, as I pray for my family all the time here in Michigan, my sisters, nieces, aunts, uncles, et cetera, cousins that all did take the shot. Unfortunately, you know, just like anything else, you know, people when they take something, there's consequences and side effects, and then there's consequences if you don't take it. I'd rather not take it than take it. And I've had COVID before too. Late December, early January, I got COVID when I first came up here to Michigan. Felt so bad. I was just so...
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes. So doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Miserable for 2 weeks. I got over it, and that was the end of that. Had a sinus infection, of course, as I normally get. I have bad sinusitis. But other than that, the COVID put me down for 2 weeks, but I got right back up. Praise God Almighty. I give God praise and glory in the name of Jesus Christ. Instead, folks, the data shows that COVID injections are infecting and increasing recipients' risk of death if they're infected with COVID-19. You know, and of course, using Pfizer's own vaccine efficiency formula, it can be further shown that the UK data that's getting injected from or for COVID, the negative effectiveness against death, meaning a person is more likely to die if he or she gets jabbed as opposed to just leaving natural immunity. In fact, Pfizer documents, which a court order forced the U.S. Food and Drug Administration to release against the agency's will, further show that the mRNA, and that's the messenger RNA injections from both the Pfizer and the BioNTech and Moderna induce ADE, which causes a natural immunity to wane over time, which is much like AIDS. And then again, folks, because of this, many people now refer to the immune degradation that occurs post-injection for COVID and VADS, or vaccine-induced syndrome. It bears many of the same hallmarks as traditional AIDS, though the action of the immune system destruction is different. ADE can arise in several different ways, but best known, dubbed as a Trojan horse pathway, the expose explains. This occurs when the non-neutralizing antibodies generated past the infection or vaccination fail to shut down the pathogen upon re-exposure. Instead, they act as a gateway by allowing the virus to gain entry and replicate in the cells that are usually off limits, typically immune cells. That in turn can lead to a wider decimation of the illness, and over time the immune response can cause more severe illnesses. Okay, folks, like, share, subscribe if you like the podcast. And right now, this is your opportunity, folks. If you're not giving your life to Jesus Christ, please find a quiet place to do so. Just find a quiet place in your house. If you have to run to your room, lock the door, wherever you need to go. You just need 4 or 5 minutes, folks. If you need to go to the bathroom, close the door just so you can say a prayer here. And if you're serious about giving your life to Jesus Christ and you've not yet invited him into yours, here's what you need to do. Okay, folks? I'll give you just a second and let you find a place to go quietly so you can say this prayer. Okay. Repeat after me if you're interested in giving your life to Jesus Christ, folks. Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. You died on the cross to rescue me from sin and death and to restore me to the Father. I choose now to turn away from my sins, my self-centeredness, and every part of my life that does not please you. I choose you. I give myself to you. I receive your forgiveness and ask that you take your rightful place in my life as my Savior and Lord. Come reign in my heart. Fill me with your love and your life. Help me to become a person who is truly loving, a person like you. Restore me, Jesus. Live in me. Love through me. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Amen and amen. If you said that prayer and accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, congratulations, folks. Absolutely congratulations. I commend you. Congratulations. Please tell me all about it and write to me. You could write to me at endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. That's endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. Like, share, subscribe, folks, if you do like this podcast. And again, I'm so thrilled if you've accepted Jesus Christ. Tell me all about it. There's 3 quick things real fast that you would need to do, folks. Just find a good Bible. If you can't find a good Bible, I'll give you a couple little resources that might help you be able to find something. You can always go on Amazon here in the United States. You can pick one up for under $20 through Amazon. If you don't want to do that, just find a local church. A church that preaches the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. That's the Trinity, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. and go to the church, and you could ask, and I'm sure they'll set you up with a free Bible. I mean, it's not a big deal. They'll be glad to do that, absolutely, and have a new member. So the first thing you want to do, folks, is get a hold of a Bible and just get into a Bible. Get into a Bible, start reading. Just start. Doesn't matter if it's Genesis, the beginning, or here we're now in Revelation, the book of Revelation, the end times. Just dive in. Dive in somewhere, anywhere. And just start reading. And then once you start reading, the second step is you'll want to find a good church. Again, a Christian church that preaches the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the Trinity. And once you find that good church, then you're going to want to tell them you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. And that's the next thing you do. And then just get into that church and start asking questions. That's the third step. So get into the church, get a Bible, get into the church, start asking some questions. And in them questions, you're going to want to ask, hey, what is Jesus all about? When is he coming back? Why did he die on the cross? I mean, you have a million trillion questions like I always do. What is the blood of Jesus? How can I save people? How can I help people? Do you have to get baptized? I mean, all kinds of questions, folks. That's what's most importantly for you to ask. And do you get all your answers? You need to get all your answers and get them complete and get them answered. That's the key right there, getting your questions answered. And that's it. That's the three steps right there, folks. Getting a Bible first, digging into it. Second, finding a church and becoming a member of a church that preaches the Trinity, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, a good Christian church. And third, grab a member of the church, whether it be a deacon, a pastor, a junior pastor, senior pastor, doesn't matter, just somebody of the church there, maybe a senior member that knows the Bible inside and out. Just say, hey, you know, can we set up a day? I got all these questions I want to ask. I'm so overwhelmed. I don't know what to do. And they'll sit you down and they'll get you on course, folks. They always do and they always will. I have faith. I have faith in Christians. I have faith in man. As far as that goes in church and Christian churches, I have faith. Faith through Jesus Christ and God Almighty. That's it, folks. That's it. I'm Eric and I'm your host. And this is End Time World News. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. If you like this podcast, and folks, always, 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 I throw out there, think about donating. You know, we need donations to try to help us and stay on the air. It's real important if you can help us by anything. Anything helps. You know, we even can take cryptocurrency. I can make arrangements for that. So any little thing helps. Again, thanks again for listening, and go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. I'm your host, Eric. Be well, be safe. But most importantly, folks, God bless you and your families. Thanks for listening. That's it for now. Bye for now.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.